Thank you very much, Chair, Secretary General of IPU, Excellencies, Madam High Commissioner, Distinguished Chair, ladies and gentlemen. It gives me great pleasure to open the second session of the Forum of Human Rights on Human Rights, Democracy, and the Rule of Law. At the outset, I would like to warmly welcome the High Commissioner for Human Rights and to extend my gratitude to Martin Chungong, Secretary General of the Inter-Parliamentary Union, who has kindly accepted the important task of chairing this session of the forum. I would like also to welcome representatives of member states, United Nations specialized agencies, international and regional organizations, representatives from national human rights institutions, as well as non-governmental organizations, academics, and experts. As you are aware, the decision to establish this forum was taken by the Human Rights Council in 2015 through Resolution 28/14. This resolution emphasized the importance of dialogue on issues related to human rights, democracy, and the rule of law. It also recognizes the value of sharing best practices, challenges, and opportunities for states in their efforts to secure respect for human rights, democracy, and the rule of law, and the importance of further exploring the interdependent and mutually reinforcing relationship between these three areas. The Human Rights Council, in its resolution 34/41, decided that the theme of this year's forum will be Parliaments as promoters of human rights, democracy, and the rule of law, and emphasize the importance of effective, transparent, and accountable legislative bodies and their fundamental role in the promotion and protection of human rights, democracy, and the rule of law. I am particularly pleased to see that many current and former parliamentarians from all over the world have traveled to attend this forum and to share their expertise and discuss their experiences. Their participation is in line with various resolutions of this council, which call for engagement of parliamentarians in the work of the Human Rights Council. General Assembly Resolution 72/278 also welcomes the practice of including parliamentarians as members of national delegations to measure United Nations meetings and events as appropriate, and invites member states to continue this practice in a more regular and systematic manner. I am gratified to see that the aspirations expressed by the Council and the General Assembly have, in this instance, have been achieved. Strengthening the role of parliaments so as to allow them to promote human rights, democracy, and the rule of law should be an essential objective for any democratic society aspiring to accountability, inclusivity, and respect of human rights. In this regard, the agenda provides rich pickings for an engaging and fruitful discussion. Allow me to highlight just a few. The first panel will consider the role of parliaments as key actors to the promotion of human rights, democracy, and the rule of law. This panel will look at how parliaments ensure that legislation complies with states' human rights obligations and review the different ways in which parliaments hold policy makers to account. I am also encouraged to see that the provisional agenda provides an opportunity to reflect on the measures in place to protect parliamentarians' exercise of their own human rights. In addition, as it is important that parliaments are fully representative of the people they serve, the panel will discuss ways to address discrimination and structural inequalities affecting the capacity of persons to participate in the work of parliaments and stand for parliamentary office. The second panel will provide you with an opportunity to discuss a few of the global challenges to which parliaments are currently confronted. These challenges include ways in which parliaments can counter the use of hate speech and other attacks on democracy, and the critical role parliamentarians play to ensure a meaningful, balanced, and informed response to migration. The participation of parliaments in the implementation of the SDGs will also be an important issue for your discussions. The third panel will highlight the importance for parliaments of working with others and will provide perspectives on the relationship between parliaments and the media, national human rights institutions, the judiciary, and civil society organizations. Excuse me. Finally, the fourth panel will focus on measures to ensure participation by national and regional parliaments in the work of the Human Rights Council and its mechanisms. This council prizes engagement with parliaments and parliamentarians, and I was pleased that the provisional agenda includes a discussion on the OHCHR study, contribution of parliaments to the work of the Human Rights Council and its Universal Periodic Review, which contained in document AHRC/38/25, as well as the proposed draft principles on parliaments and human rights. Engagement between parliaments and the human rights treaty bodies will also be covered, along with the human rights work of international and regional parliaments organizations. Significant efforts have been deployed to bring as many current and former parliamentarians as possible to this meeting, along with other experts working on parliament-related questions. I am grateful to the many organizations involved in making this possible through travel sponsorship, support for the forum, and wide dissemination of the provisional agenda across networks. I am convinced that our discussions over the next 2 days will greatly benefit from diverse experience present in this room. Before concluding, I would like to reaffirm the commitment of the Human Rights Council to protect the rights and lives of individuals who cooperate with the UN and its mechanisms in the field of human rights. The Council condemns any act of intimidation or reprisal against such individuals and groups. I wish you every success in your discussion, and I look forward to reading the outcome of your discussions, which will surely provide useful and forward-looking recommendations. You can count on the full support of the Human Rights Council in this endeavor. I thank you very much for your attention.